We are on a mission to empower busy women with the tools and skills they need to grow a successful, profitable and purposeful handmade creative business.
A business that they are excited to jump out of bed for every morning.
A business that allows them to quit the day job and start living life how they want to live it.
Welcome to the Handmade Business Podcast with your hosts Anna Maria and Lindsay Warren. Hi everybody and welcome to this week's episode of the Handmade Business Podcast. Today Lindsay and I are talking about reels. So we are going to go through loads and loads of different things all about reels. So what are they? The benefits of using reels for your handmade business. We're going to go through some step-by-steps, things that we've kind of picked up along the way and things that we've seen other people and other companies talking about as well. We're also going to be very balanced and we're going to give maybe some of the downsides to reels because I think it's important that we give an all-rounded approach. And we'll also go into kind of our personal experience of using reels, and then we'll round the episode up with a few individuals that we've come across on Instagram that have really helped to inspire us when it's come to creating our own reels. And all the things that we discuss will obviously, as always, be linked in the show notes. So just before we jump in, if you find this episode helpful, we would love it if you could share it with a friend who might also benefit from hearing the things that we're talking about today. Please don't forget to leave us a review wherever you are listening in, as this really does help us get the word out there about our podcast. And this means we can continue our mission to help as many busy women like you grow a successful and profitable handmade business. And if you sign up for our newsletter, you will also get your hands on our latest download, which is an email newsletter planner, and it's a downloadable resource to help you set up your newsletter and give you loads of tips and inspiration, the link to which can be found in our show notes alongside all the tools, websites and books we reference in every episode. So yeah, let's crack on. Lindsay, hello.
Hi Anna, I'm excited for today's episode.
Yes, it's a good one. So the first thing we were going to discuss is, what are reels? So Lindsay, what are reels?
So I suppose in my mind, there's kind of a couple of different versions. I mean, essentially, they are short form video, but they don't have to necessarily just be, you don't have to make a video to create a reel. You can create a reel just using still photos. So I can't, you know, there's a couple of ways to look at them, but they are essentially little short videos.
Yeah, I've put like short form, fast paced, because it's quite, they usually, even if it's photographs, they're still quite fast paced. And currently up to 60 seconds long, although I have noticed that the trend has lessened, as in the amount of time people are using. Yes, you can use up to 60 seconds, but I'm not sure that everybody is.
No. I think it's because apparently our attention spans are so short with all social media these days. So people want things that are, you know, really quick.
Yeah. Although, to be honest, right, I have heard that too, but I'm going to disagree with that common thought that whoever's put it out there, because if I'm looking to watch something, I'm not, like, let's say if I'm going to watch something on YouTube or watch something on Netflix, I don't mind if it's a bit long.
No.
Or if a podcast episode's, you know, 45 minutes an hour, I'm not bothered. So no. I do have a longer attention span. But I think the thing with the reels is, and all short form content, because there's so much of it, it has to be quick. Yeah. Otherwise, we wouldn't have the time to look through everybody else's.
No. Yeah.
Which is a weird concept in itself. But anyway, yeah. So yes, that's what a reel is. Short form, fast paced, up to 60 seconds, but probably best if you keep it as short as possible. So then reels have been around now for, is it 2 years or is it 1 year?
Is it really? Probably 2 years. Oh my goodness. I don't know how long.
I feel like they came out during the original lockdown. No? 2020?
Yeah, I don't know. It did take me a little while to embrace them, so that's probably why.
Yeah,
I'm not too sure. Yeah.
Well, it feels like they've always been here now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody knows what a reel is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're incorporated onto Facebook. And then obviously they're on in a different kind of format. They're on Pinterest and then there's TikTok. This kind of content feels like it's been around for ages now.
Yeah.
But what would you say, Lindsay, are the benefits of reels?
So I think, well, obviously at the moment, Instagram is definitely pushing reels. When you go through your feed, I don't know about you, but I've really noticed lately that more reels come up in my feed than anything else. It isn't just still pictures anymore. And I'm like, I just want to see a photo some of the time. And it's like reel after reel after reel keeps coming up. That's something that, you know, has been coming up for me. But yeah, really, I suppose it is that the Instagram algorithm is really favouring. It does definitely seem to be favouring reels. That's my number one thing. What about you, Anna?
Well, yeah, I agree completely. They actually said, didn't they, that Instagram is no longer a photo sharing platform.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they are definitely pushing it. I think that reels are a great way to stop the scroll.
Yes.
Because if you can grab somebody's attention. But then on the flip side to that, I do still feel that with a really lovely curated photograph, as in like of an item or items, or with a really nicely worded carousel, I do still feel that you can stop the scroll in that way. So I don't want people to feel like, oh, I can never get people to look at my content unless I do a reel. No, that's not true. But reels are a great way to stop the scroll. And you can get paid for them now.
Yeah, who knew? I'm certainly not at that point yet.
Yeah, that's not an overnight thing.
No.
It's going to take us a bit of time to get there. But it is a possibility should you wish to go down that road.
Yes. Yeah.
So, and then the other thing I'd written down was that you can reuse your reel content on other platforms, whether, like I said before, Pinterest, Facebook, TikTok.
Yes.
What have I missed out? Have I missed something? I think that's everything, isn't it?
Yeah.
And maybe, go on.
I was just going to say that is something that I've been trying to do, is to download my reels and then put them on TikTok and put them on Pinterest as well. So
exactly. So that's a plus, because it means you don't have to keep making something for every platform. You can reuse it, because the chances of somebody seeing absolutely every one of those platforms is very slim.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think you tend to follow different people, don't you, on different platforms for some reason.
Definitely. And I think that although it may feel that we are the only person in the world, and so if we're putting it out there and we're putting it everywhere, that we might feel that we're going to be bombarding, that's not true. There's so many of us, you will absolutely be fine if you post on every platform.
Yeah.
And then, what was the other thing I was going to say? I've lost my train of thought. It'll come back to me. So, yeah, there are some big benefits there.
Yeah, definitely.
Have you got anything else to add, do you think, there for benefits?
Well, I've got a bit of information about the Instagram algorithm, but I don't know if we want to share that here or a bit later?
Yeah, go on, share it here. Yeah, because I think that's a big benefit.
So Instagram favours reels with high engagement. So if you can get lots of comments, likes, shares, saves, watch time, the Instagram algorithm really likes that. So that's what you need to be aiming for. So, you know, and it also likes you to use creative tools like text, filters, camera effects, things like that. And actually, they're all quite fun things to do. It also likes you to have vertical dimensions, not to be portrait, and it also wants you to use music from the Instagram library. All these things will really help you if you're interested in knowing a little bit about the Instagram algorithm. They're all things that it likes.
And I think you actually just said another benefit there, that it can be fun.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think for me, that's how I've tried to look at Reels, because, you know, I started off a few weeks ago, you'll know that I was trying to do one of those like pointy ones. And oh my God, the first few were absolutely ridiculous. My daughter tried to get me doing that lip syncing. Well, that was like the biggest disaster ever. She, even in the end, she was like, Mum, no. Like, so that just wasn't going to work. But I think if you can just look at Reels and think, well, how can I have some fun with this? Because if you look at it as a chore, oh, something else to do. Whereas actually, we're all creative people. We're all makers. And doing a Reel can be really creative and fun as well. So I think getting in the right mindset when you're creating a Reel is really important.
I think that's a top tip. Yeah, getting the right mindset, because we've said how important they are and how beneficial they can be to your handmade business. But if you're not going to feel the fun, your audience might notice that.
Yeah.
So getting into your own rhythm and your own groove. But like you just said, Lindsay, you tried to, and we're going to talk about our own kind of personal experiences later on, but there's no point in you trying, and this goes for you, for me, for anybody, there's no point in trying to do something that you're not comfortable doing. So no. You make it fun however you feel it's going to be fun for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I'm never going to be one of them people that stand in there dancing. That is like furthest away that you would ever get from me. That is just not me in any way, shape or form. So they can have all the trends of dancing, but that trend's just going to pass me by, but that's okay.
And me too, for sure. I am not going to be dancing on a Reel. I mean, I've done the pointing, don't get me wrong. I have done the pointing, but I ain't going to be dancing.
No, and that's no criticism to anyone that is dancing. If you love dancing on a Reel, then absolutely go for it and have fun. But yeah. I would probably look like that awkward dad at a disco, you know, that's dancing really badly. So I don't really want to put anyone through that.
Yeah, and I just don't think it would feel very, what's the word? I just don't feel like it would feel very me.
No, I think that's it exactly. It just wouldn't feel me.
Yeah, it wouldn't be genuine. No. Authentic, that's the word I wanted. It wouldn't be authentic. So, and I feel like my audience would probably be like, what is she doing? Yeah. Or maybe they wouldn't. Maybe they think it was great. I don't know. But yeah, so no. Lindsay and I won't be dancing. Although now watch us both like next year, we'll be like full on dancing. So what did you girls say? Yeah. So yeah. So never say never. Who knows? So then if we go then into your how-tos, I've written down a few different kind of pieces of information that I've seen to be the most important things to kind of do when it comes to Reel content, and Lindsay's got a different take on it as well. So the how-tos in my opinion are, well, like we've just said, be authentic to you, do something that you feel would be relevant to your target customer, your audience. But then when it comes to the actual specifics, make sure you have a call to action in your caption or in your actual Reel itself, whether that is read the caption, click the link, visit the page, follow me, whatever it is, make sure you have a call to action. What's the purpose of, and I think actually that's really important. What is the purpose of this Reel? Every single Reel should have a purpose. Do not just make a Reel for making a Reel's sake, because again, I think that will come across to your audience. So, and we discussed this, Lindsay, a few weeks ago. Well, actually, no, it wasn't a few weeks ago. Now it's probably a few months ago. But I'd suggested that maybe every time we make a Reel, we should have a title for what that Reel's going to be, and then kind of a mini description as to what we're going to do, what our call to action is going to be, and then the kind of bits underneath, like what music are we going to use, what effects we're going to use, what the words we're going to use in the reel itself and in the caption. And also another thing that I found to be very important is to make it a shareable reel, because the more we can get our eyes on our reel, the more views we get, which, as Lindsay just said, that increases your conversions, which then increases its shareability, as in by the Instagram algorithm itself. And so the cycle continues. So those are kind of like the how-tos. And I've just remembered what it was I wanted to say before. So I'm going to just add this last bit in. If you sell on Etsy, and I can't remember if we've talked about this on the podcast or not, but if you sell on Etsy, at some point, because it is being released slowly, there is going to be what's called an explore section of the new Etsy app. And that is basically going to be like a reel. It's sponsored by, in a way, TikTok. But TikTok reels, they're the same thing, short form video content. So if you do sell on Etsy and you start posting reels, you can then start sharing them on the Etsy Explore page when that comes out at some point in the future. So if you can start practicing now, you'll be well ready when the Explore page comes. So yeah, that was the thing I wanted to say. But yeah, that's my kind of roundabout. But Lindsay, what are your kind of how-tos?
So some of the things that I find really useful are to look for trending music. And you can see if music is trending by looking at the little arrows at the bottom left-hand corner of the screen. And if you see a reel with music, and particularly trending music or even music that you like, you can actually save it. So it's really, that's something that's a really useful little feature. Something else I think that really helps is to be consistent with your reels. And I'll talk about that a bit more from personal experience later on. But doing reels consistently will really, really help. A few more little bits just to add. How to see your insights for a reel. Now, this is really important to sort of have a look at your metrics when it comes to reels, because then you can see what your audience likes, what Instagram likes, you know, what's working well. And to see your insights, you on the actually on your reel, there's three little dots towards the bottom right hand corner. And then in there, you can see the amount of plays you've had, the accounts you've reached, the likes, the comments, the saves and the shares. So that's definitely something to sort of keep a regular eye on and see how your reels are performing. And then finally, I've got a few reel ideas. So obviously when it comes to handmade, get as creative as you can, but some of the things that work well are doing reels that show a close-up of your product. So it could be that you have like a product spinning around. You could have a product in its styled environment. So if it's something that is, you know, like My Fairies, for example, they're things that look nice. So I've tried to do reels of them on shelves, on trays, on all kinds of different things to give people ideas. If you make something that's, you know, that you wear or you use, then, you know, think about doing reels that show those features off. Think about, you know, what problems does your item solve? What can you share in a reel that gets that across to your audience? You could do something like a craft room tour. Now, you might not have a craft room, you might just have a little table. But there again, you know, wherever it is you work, it could just be a little tour of your workspace, you know, your work tools, all kinds of things that you could think about sharing. You could share some information about yourself. And again, that can be, you don't necessarily even have to be on video. It could be a picture of you and then what other things you like to do in your spare time. So it could be going out for a walk, eating cake, having coffee. They're my kind of things, but they're the sort of things I'd be thinking about sharing. And just remember as well that, as I mentioned right at the beginning, that it doesn't always have to be videos of your products. It can be a group of still photos that's kind of you put into a format and tell a story, add in text and things like that. I've certainly done things like that when I've introduced like a new range of fairies and I've mixed it up with videos. I've put the names of the fairies on and, you know, that I've introduced new fairies. So just try and get creative as much as you possibly can, I would say. And oh, I have just got a couple of favorite features to share. Is that all right if I share these, Anna?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
So the first one is hands-free. This is particularly good if you want to feature on your video yourself. If you, and I hadn't realized that there was a hands-free option for a little while, so I kept holding the button. Hands-free is much better, and there's a little countdown timer, so you can just start talking once it starts recording. So definitely try out the hands-free option. And then one little feature that I really had a bit of fun with is the green room effect. So this is where you can actually choose to have one of your photos like as your background. So I chose a big photo of one of my like pom-pom bunnies, and I kind of done this little reel about when the bunnies want to get in on the act, and I had like the Pink Panther theme tune in the back in the background playing. It was silly, but it was just a little bit of fun, and I was trying out the effects. But it's a really good eye-catching way to show off your products, so I just wanted to share them.
And that bunny one did make me laugh. That is a funny one. That's a really cool one. Well, I think everything that you just said as well, if you incorporate in your reel everything that between Lindsay and I have just said, your reel will be spot on. Like, that was just an all-rounded everything. Checking your insights, making sure you're having fun, being authentic, having a call to action, making it shareable. Like, and I think a top tip, and this is how I learned how to use any new feature, but reels especially, when a reel comes up on your page, when it comes up on your feed, click on everything. So whether it's the filter that they've used, the music that they've used, the side buttons, see what everything does.
Yeah.
Because that's the best way to learn for yourself. And you can save the filter to your own page. You can save the music to your own page, and you can go back and use it later. That's what I do. And if all those amazing examples that Lindsay's just stated, like about you or your craft room tour, if you're thinking, well, I don't really know how to incorporate that, or I don't really know how to shoot that, the best thing to do is go and find your favorite handmade businesses, or just businesses in general. It doesn't even need to be handmade businesses. It could just be anything that's going to inspire you, but handmade businesses definitely for like behind the scenes and things like that. And save the reels that other people are doing, and then you can just put your own spin on it and your own take on it. So you're not having to what's that metaphor? Make the wheel, start the wheel,
invent, create the wheel.
Yeah.
I knew what you meant, Anna.
You're not having to invent the wheel. You're just repurposing something that somebody else has done, and you are, you know, what's the other metaphor? Oh, geez, me and metaphors. No one's you, and that's your superpower. Your superpower. It's not a metaphor, it's a quote. No one's you, and that's your superpower. So whatever you can see, if you just repurpose it for your own business, just in case you're struggling of thinking, you know, getting the juices flowing, save, save, and save.
Definitely. I think that is just such brilliant advice you've shared there, Anna. I think, you know, sometimes people get so scared of pressing those buttons, like, oh, what are they going to do? But actually, nothing, you don't need to share it with anyone until you're happy with it. So press all the buttons, try out all the effects, you know, just have fun with it, and just get, you know, to how, just practice learning how to do it all. And if you get
exactly
stuck, just Google it. Go on YouTube, how to add text to a reel, how to add an effect to a reel. There's always places where you can find the information.
And I was talking with a couple of my handmade business buddies last week about reels in particular. And I was saying how actually having a blank profile, you know, like another business account, or another business account on Instagram that you can go into to practice your reels, can take a little bit of the intimidation away. Because I feel like if it's something that's scary for you, which it definitely was for me, Lindsay, you know, it was terrifying for me to get on video. It was absolutely terrifying. If you feel like that, having a blank Instagram account, you might feel like well, if you post something by accident, which you're not going to do, but if you post something by accident, nobody's going to see it because nobody follows you. Nobody knows that account. It's just in the middle of, it's in the ether somewhere. So it might just be a good idea to just actually have a blank Instagram account just for that purpose. And then once you've got confident making the reel, then you could just go back to your actual account and make it for real and post it.
That's a really good tip, actually, because, you know, you can have a private account on Instagram, can't you? You can make an account private. So
exactly.
You could even, you know, you can even post it and not just so you can see what it will look like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And especially if you use like other third party apps to create reels on, you can load it to your private account, see what it looks like, see how it works, and then just delete it. And then share it on your actual account.
Yeah, that's a really good tip. Really good tip, especially if you are feeling nervous.
Yeah, which I completely understand because that was me.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think did we cover everything there? I feel like we did.
Yeah, I feel like we've shared quite a lot of good information today.
Oh no, no, not the whole thing. I mean, just in that section. Yeah, no, I think we covered everything there. So if we move on to the kind of opposite, the downsides to reels, just so that we can give a fair, and especially because, like I said, I was having this conversation last week with my handmade business buddies about reels, and there was some negative talk about reels. Though it didn't come off all sunshine and roses. There were some pointers. And the things that we discussed, and I don't know if you'll agree with these as well, Lindsay, is first of all, they can be quite time consuming.
Yeah, you can spend a lot of time. It took a lot of attempts to get the point in right, let me tell you.
Exactly. And then, you know, editing and adding things in and making the words come up at the right time, if you've got that
yes.
All those kind of things. But each individual reel can be, even if you've done it a million times, it is still a time-consuming thing.
Yeah.
So then the point with that we were suggesting is if it's so time-consuming and then you don't get the traction, that can be quite disheartening because you've spent all that time and then nothing's happened.
Yeah, and... I definitely agree with that. Yeah. I was just going to say as well, I think people could get one of the downsides is getting too hung up on the numbers. How many views has this reel got? So, yes, we want to track those insights and see what's working, but it can be really hard to then think, oh, that didn't work. Why am I bothering? Like you say, you spent all that time.
Yeah. And but also with regards to the numbers and trending audio in the thing, I had a reel. Not recently, it was a while ago, but it had no traction at all. And then that audio trended and now it's my most viewed reel.
Really?
So that just shows that it can, just because it hasn't right there and then, doesn't mean it can't do in the future.
No.
And also, even if that particular reel hasn't had the traction you wanted, leaving it there, when somebody else comes to your profile, and because I often look at other people, if I find somebody interesting that I'm really wanting to follow, I will go and look at their reels that they've done in the past. I will go to their, specifically to their reel page, and I will have a look. And even if they've got a low viewed reel, I'll still watch it.
Yeah.
So don't be disheartened by not getting the immediate traction. But, and I think Lindsay would probably agree with this, being consistent will have the upwards trajectory of your traction. So just because at the start you're not getting 50,000 views on every reel or, you know, 1.2 million. I saw this person had 1.2 million. I was like, oh my God, I think that's quite intimidating actually, to be honest. But they hadn't always.
No.
They got there. But they started off with 1,000, maybe a few hundred on a few of them. So consistency. Yeah. So yeah, that was kind of like the downside. Do you have anything else to add to that?
I know. I think for me, it's just not getting hung up on the figures, not getting downhearted if you have spent time. I think that's the thing for me. It's just thinking, okay, is there anything I can learn from this? You know, what else can I do differently? What else can I try? And sometimes it is being patient, because like the thing is with reels, the figures can just keep going up and up and up. And it's not like just 24 hours. You can see them go up. You know, I got really excited recently, and I'll share that a bit more when we talk a bit more about personal experience, but it kept building and building and building over a number of days. So I think, like, you know, the points that you've made have been really valid, Anna.
Yeah. And don't feel like you can't practice.
Yeah.
Because I think another thing that was mentioned as well when we were talking last week is like how it can be tricky, that reels are tricky. But just because it's tricky doesn't mean you can't get better at it. So we've all found something tricky at some point or another, and we just keep practicing and then we get better. Yeah. Okay. Right. Well, Lindsay, tell us your personal experiences.
So I suppose I've got experiences to share from my handmade craft fair page and my handmade business page. So I've obviously got my own handmade business where I promote my fairies, raindrop crafts. So on that page, I've definitely noticed the difference when I share reels consistently. My figures go up, I get new followers, and they're not just other handmade businesses following me. They are, you know, people just with like personal accounts as well. So you can really see the difference, I think, when you're doing the reels. For me, that's definitely something. When I look at my insights, that's something that really, it really has improved all my insights. When it comes to my handmade craft fair page, just recently I done a reel and it got over 20,000 views. So I got quite excited about that one. And what I found was, I'm just going to share a bit of my insights. The amount of accounts I reached went up by 848%. So, and my accounts engaged went up by 492%. So, you know, that was an amazing result. And what I found since is that now all the reels I'm doing since then are performing better as well. So I think for me, just that seeing those insights and actually the difference it is making to my businesses, even though at times they can be time consuming and you're like, oh, I've got to make a reel, I really want to make a reel, and you've got to allow that time, the benefits for me kind of are outweighing the time factor.
Yes.
So yeah, that's my personal experience. And I have really been, like, the other thing is, they don't have to be perfect. My reels, if you go on my handmade craft fair page, well, and my handmade business page, they are far from perfect. But I'm just like, well, I'm going to put them out there anyway. Done is better than perfect. And I'll improve each time as I'm obviously aiming to improve each time as I go along. I'm learning new things. I'm getting more confident with them. So that's really just the approach I'm trying to take. Don't worry if it's not perfect. If we waited until everything was perfect, you'd never put one out there. So for me, that's, you know, and sometimes they can be super quick and easy. And they will get seen and they'll do the job. They don't all have to be all singing, all dancing reels.
Yeah, and I think the two things that a lot of the kind of like Instagram, I was going to call them influencers, but not necessarily influencers. The Instagram reel people, the people that talk about reels specifically
experts
on their Instagram accounts. Yeah, the reel experts, that's what I wanted. They'll talk about from their own personal experience two things, the first one of which being that it can be time consuming and then you don't get the traction and then you feel disheartened, and that's their own experience, and these are the experts. And also that if you've started off and it's a whole new thing for you, they're going to look very different at the start than how they're going to look next year when you've been doing them for 365 days. Not saying you have to post one every day, but you're going to improve. And it is better to just get it out there and just have a go.
Yeah.
So what do you think is a good amount of postage?
Well, I would say if you could say do at least two a week as a min. If you could do two a week, I feel like that's, you know, if you could do more, then great. I don't feel you need to do them every day. You know, I feel like if you can do two or three a week, that would be a really good amount to aim for. What are your thoughts on that, Anna?
I think it really just depends on what your business goals are.
Yeah.
Because, yes, if you do, let's say you do one every working day, so you do five a week, and you don't do any other type of posting except maybe stories, because they're a bit simpler to do. Let's say you never do any posts and you never do any carousel and you just dedicate yourself to doing reels. And I have seen handmade businesses doing that. You might find that you get the traction quicker and you will obviously get better at them quicker because you're doing more of them. But you'll also most probably get overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And you'll feel a lot of pressure. So if you have a lot of other things going on, if you know your handmade business isn't your full-time gig and you've got a job, and if you're like me and you've got children and you've also got other things that are going on in your life, trying to set that as an expectation of doing a reel every day might not necessarily be a wise thing to do. If you can, then great, and you can handle the pressure, then that's fine. Otherwise, I think, yeah, two or three times a week is more than enough to get good enough traction and good enough experience. So I think it all just depends on where you kind of sit with your goals.
Yeah, and sort of something I would sort of say as well is that I don't know about you, but actually when I visit a page, I do like to see photos as well, because reels are so fast paced. Sometimes you'll see a product in it, but I haven't always seen enough of it. And so actually, to have it reels mixed in with photos as well, I find a nice mix. I don't always find the pages that just have reels. I don't always stop. I like to see a few, but I also want my eyes to rest on something still as well. I don't know if you feel like that when you visit a page. That might be my personal preference. I like to see a photo on there as well.
Well, I think this is where target customer comes into play. Because you, Lindsay, are going to be then different to me, because, yeah, I do like to see a complete Instagram account of reels.
I
love photographs. I've always loved photography. And I think I've followed loads of people recently that are just photographs. They don't have any reels. They're just photographs and carousels. That's it. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But a handmade business that has got their reels on point, where it's showing all the different aspects of a product, how they make the product, the behind the scenes, a little bit of like fun, you know, a fun reel, not necessarily dancing, but just like some kind of fun thing going on, their day in the life of. I am very interested in that account, and I'm going to be more likely to stop and watch their reels, which means the algorithm is going to be very happy and they're probably going to push that account to me.
Yeah.
And they will also appear higher in my stories if they have stories. So, but this again, that's where knowing your target customer comes into play, because I'm probably going to be a different customer for somebody than you are.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So two different takes on it there.
Yeah. But I do think that reels, I want to be very honest and say that I do think that reels have downsides. I do. Mm. I think I've seen a lot of people get very worked up with the metrics, very upset, very disheartened. And I think that that needs to be mentioned, because I think it's good to give both sides. And I think also people who are, I don't really like talking about age, but I think that age does come into play. Because we haven't necessarily or we, not necessarily, we have not grown up with social media.
No.
And video content. This is a now thing. It's not a forever thing that we've been used to. There are some generations, like the Gen Zs, they have grown up with social media and TikTok being, you know, all that sort of, they're in a different era.
Oh, they
like,
are.
Like our children. Yeah, my are daughter in completely. Eras.
Yeah, she, like her yeah. go-to platform is TikTok. And
exactly.
You know, she's got like a shopping boutique that she follows, and the woman on there, she's only a young girl. She's about 19. She is absolutely smashing her sales the way she's selling on TikTok. She's doing all these giveaways. She is absolutely built such an amazing business. So, yeah, so they're definitely so different.
I think the point that I was making with that is don't compare yourself to those businesses. That example you've just given is perfect. Don't compare yourself to those businesses. Don't compare yourself to what those people are doing on their reels. That is not who they are targeting, is probably not, in fact, definitely not who you are targeting.
No.
So literally just don't look at them, because that's going to intimidate you. And another tip that I gave the girls that I was speaking to last week is to cleanse your feed.
Oh, I like that one, Anna.
So when you watch a reel, the algorithm, when I say when you watch a reel, it could be any, well, we're talking about reels specifically, but when you watch it from start to finish, the algorithm thinks, oh, this person likes that, I'm going to show them another one. And then you watch that one, and then you watch another one, and you watch another one. And before you know it, your entire feed is made up of that exact thing.
Yes.
And if you're watching something that's making you feel bad because you're watching those particular people who are not targeting your customers, and they do not have, let's say, children, and they do not have full-time jobs, and they live at home with their parents, they're not the same person as you are. You're going to watch them and think, well, I can't do what they do. So that means I'm never going to be able to get as much traction because I can't do what they do. And I can't dance like they dance. And I'm not going to be wearing those clothes like they are. And I don't look like they do. So cleanse your feed. Every single time those reels pop up, instantly scroll off it. Instantly.
Yeah.
And then you might get another one, scroll off it. And before you know it, your feed will start to change. And then you start looking specifically at businesses that you do want to see their reels. And then you will have an entire different news feed. And you just don't need, have a separate account to look at those videos if you want to. If you want to, but don't really. If it's going to make you feel bad, never look at something that's going to make you feel bad. What's the point?
Oh, yeah.
And I am speaking from personal experience here.
So. Yeah, I'm just quite nosy some of the time. I like to think, oh, what's working for them? Is there anything I can learn from this?
You see, but that's okay, because it's not making you feel bad.
No, I don't do anything that makes me feel bad. I just get quite curious. I'm like, oh, is there something I can learn from this? So that's the kind of mindset where I look at other people's stuff and think, oh, yeah. Or no, that doesn't work for me.
But as long as it's healthy.
Yeah, definitely.
Once you go into the comparisonitis.
Oh, yeah, that's always a dangerous game.
Then cleanse your feed. You got to get off. Yeah. You can't have it anymore. And that was the tip that I gave last week because, yeah, one person in particular was really feeling that it was having an effect on her ability to post.
Yeah.
And that's no good.
Definitely not.
So I hope that was I hope that triggers somebody if you know they need to hear that information. I hope that landed well with somebody.
Yeah.
So if we start kind of wrapping up, did you make a list of any people that you like watching
on
Instagram?
I've got a couple off the top of my head that I can share.
Go on, let's hear them.
So I like Stefan, the female entrepreneur movement. She does lots of reels and shares some really good social media advice. I also like Lou from Spark Social. She's really lovely and gives lots of really good advice on Instagram. And I find these types of accounts really useful when there's changes to Instagram, and they do little how-tos. Another one that I really like as well is Pink Storm Social. So sort of three accounts there that they're kind of my go-to accounts to kind of keep on top, you know, because obviously I'm a business coach, so I need to keep on top of, you know, what's working on social media and be as up to date on it as I can possibly be. So they're kind of some of my go-to accounts. What about you, Anna?
Yeah, so I've got Ginny Fears.
Oh yeah, she's really good.
I think she's an excellent example. And then another person is Brittany Battler.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure I've recommended to you. Yeah.
Yeah, I like
piercing
her.
Blue eyes.
Yes.
and she has so many up-to-date tips.
Yes.
On,
I love her
effects
account.
And yeah, like, you know, how to look out for this and what's trending and all this kind of thing. So yeah, really good one. Social Sam. I think she's another really and she's not somebody, because Ginny Fears and Brittany Battler on the whole really now are just reels. They don't do any other carousels or any other kind of posts. But Social Sam does do excellent carousel posts as well, specifically about reels and Instagram in general. And the social manager, she's another person that I really like to follow. Yeah. I think that was quite an all-rounded, great, top-tipped episode.
Definitely. Hopefully that's inspired everyone to go and give Reels a go, or to try out some new things if they're already doing it.
Yeah, and if you make your first Reel and you've never made one before, like, tag us in it.
Definitely.
Or send us a message and say, I made a Reel today because I listened to your episode. So yeah, let us know, because that will give Lindsay and I a good feeling, won't it, Lindsay?
It would, and we would love to come and cheer you on.
Absolutely. So yeah. Right. Well, I don't think I've got anything else to add. Do you have anything else to add?
No, I think I've shared lots today.
Perfect. Well, thank you everybody for listening. Like we said at the start, please do go ahead and leave us a review, share the episode with a friend, make sure you subscribe to the podcast, and also make sure you sign up to our newsletter to get your hands on the email newsletter planner as well. Okay then, we'll speak to you all soon. Bye.
Thanks everyone, bye.